Now, if you just clicked your radio on and heard that, you might have thought, well, it sounds a little bit like a song by Franz Schubert. Or you might have thought, that sounds like the old French children's song, Alouette. Well, both are true. That's a piano puzzler that was written by composer Bruce Adolf. Every week he joins us with a piano puzzler where he takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. And Bruce is here with me in the NPR studios at the piano. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have a listener on the line joining us today. Sergeant Anthony Kirkland is joining us, a sergeant in the U.S. Air Force. Sergeant Kirkland, hello.
Hello.
And say hi to Bruce Adolf.
Hello, Bruce. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. Thanks.
And Sergeant Kirkland, I understand you play trumpet in the U.S. Air Force band.
Yes, I have been a trumpeter for almost 20 years now in the band and have been in Washington, D.C. for most of that time.
And I understand you play not only with the band, but with the ceremonial brass.
Yes, well. I've played with the ceremonial brass and have had the good fortune to play for many national and international leaders over the years, yes.
Well, we're honored to have you joining us here today, Sergeant Kirkland,
sure.
to play our piano puzzler. Your job will be to try to figure out the tune that Bruce is playing and also the composer whose style he's imitating.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck or want some brainstorming help, we can work on this together.
Okay.
So, Sergeant Kirkland, here's your piano puzzler. Ooh, such an atmospheric piano puzzler this time around. Sergeant Kirkland, did anything sound familiar to you in that?
To tell you the truth, I think the tune is very much buried in that, and as far as composers, it sounds like late 19th century, earlier 20th century. When you say atmospheric, you make me think of Impressionism.
But well, you're on the right track there.
It's definitely Debussy or a little bit later than that,
nope,
maybe.
Nope, you're right on with Debussy. Debussy is your best choice.
Best guess. Claude Debussy. Well done.
Figuring out the tune, though, I definitely call the atmosphere and the moodiness of this piece, but I cannot really tell. I have to be honest with you. I'm somewhat baffled as far as to what the tune is, and when you play it, I'm going to feel really silly.
Well,
but,
I don't know that you should feel silly, because these harmonies have almost nothing to do with the tune. The tune has some very simple harmonies, and what I've tended to do is use a lot of Debussy's favorite device, which is parallel intervals and parallel harmonies. So you take the top line here, the top two lines, those chords are really far off, but the tune is right here. Thank you. So instead of hearing, you're hearing things like that. And instead of, does that sound familiar to anybody?
Is this something that you might consider a jazz standard?
Yeah.
I do have a thought about what this might be.
I think you do.
Lady Be Good.
You're right.
Okay.
Lady Be Good in the style of Claude Debussy, but completely disguised by those Debussyan impressionistic harmonies and very slowed down as well. Sergeant Anthony Kirkland, thank you for playing our piano puzzler today. Can I ask you one more question about being a member of the U.S. Air Force Band?
Sure, absolutely.
Playing trumpet in the band, did you have to go through Air Force basic training?
We had to do that, definitely. I had to go to Air Force basic training and run and do push-ups and be screamed at and all of those wonderful things.
Was the drill sergeant extra hard on you because he knew you were going to the band?
I think sometimes they are a little bit. You know, we're a little bit different, a little unique, our job is. So when they find that out, sometimes they do treat you a little different.
Oh, come on now. I mean, you guys are the public face of the U.S. Air Force.
Absolutely.
They ought to be extra nice to you instead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They should be.
Well, Sergeant Anthony Kirkland, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, and it's been a pleasure.
A pleasure having you, sir. And Bruce Adolph, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.